Welcome to the Middletown United Methodist Church podcast, the perfect way to catch up on previous Sunday sermons.
Well, friends, today we continue our teaching series that we started last week called Christ's Gift to the Church, as we've explored the five functions that Christ gifted the church with at his ascension. We read in Ephesians 4 that when Christ ascended, he left us with a mission and empowered us for that mission. The church has been uniquely gifted to live out Christ's calling. And we read in Ephesians 4:11 that the gifts he gave were that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry for building up the body of Christ. So all that we're talking about today and in the coming weeks relates to the ways that this church community can most fully live out its calling in the world. Just like a team needs all of its players, we also need all of those functions of the church present within our community so that we can fully live out our calling and live out our kingdom potential. So the invitation is that as you're hearing about these different roles, these functions within the church is to spend some time in prayer and think through how that gift might be present within your life, how that gift might be expressed in your ministry to this church and to others. Last week, we looked at this, the first one, apostle. Apostle is a secular term of the time, and it just simply means to be sent as an envoy or an ambassador that's empowered to represent a king or a ruler. It doesn't just refer to the 12 apostles plus Paul. They just happen to be the first ones who Jesus sent into the world. According to Jesus' commission, we are all sent. And just a quick reminder that those who are gifted to be apostles are to equip the rest of the church for this kind of ministry, this sent ministry. The apostle is one who favors the entrepreneurial edges of the church. The apostle is one who has a natural capacity for adventure, who's maybe a little less risk-averse. They're the ones who come up with those crazy ideas for the church to engage culture and new ways and new ideas. They stretch us a little bit with innovation and try to bring us into new ground. Today we turn toward the next gift that Christ gifted the church. Maybe a little bit of a controversial one that I think gets misunderstood as we look at this idea of the prophet. So I invite you now to join me in prayer. Gracious God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts, may they be pleasing and may they be acceptable in your sight. God, our great rock. O God, our Redeemer. Amen. So I don't normally focus a lot on the titles of sermons, but I almost titled this sermon, Good News for People Who Love Bad News, and just run a Modest Mouse theme all the way through it, because that's generally what it feels like when prophets speak, isn't it? They come and they proclaim doom and destruction because of unfaithfulness. And it's like, okay, this really isn't great news. The scripture read today certainly didn't feel like very good news, did it? Yeah, nobody really likes a prophet throughout scripture. Yet prophets are vital to our thriving as a church. They're frequently agitators, and throughout Scripture, prophets show up actually when things aren't going very well for a community. The prophet Nathan shows up to David, not whenever things are going great, but right after he's raped Bathsheba and killed her husband. The prophets Elijah and Elisha both show up to speak truth to power as they call out the evil of the rulers of Israel, at a time when they were all following after false gods and things were not going very well. Then prophets like Isaiah and Jeremiah speak to the unfaithfulness of Israel in her exile, even as they proclaim that God will restore their fortunes. Or John the Baptist comes proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand," at a time where Israel is held captive by the Romans and living under oppression. The list can go on. But the prophet always shows up and calls people to change. They call us back into our alignment of our relationship with God and others. They are truth tellers in the present, even if we sometimes think of them more as future predictors. Most of what we read of the prophets in Scripture isn't about predicting what's going to happen. But most of what a prophet does is help us see the truth and the here and the now, to help us understand who we are and whose we are in the middle of what is happening around us. Our scripture today highlights this. These are not kind words to have to deliver to a people, are they? Isaiah is writing to Judah and Jerusalem, and in light of the Syrian invasion and this time that's beginning, this time of exile for the people of Israel. He calls them these really harsh words. He says they're a sinful nation, people laden with iniquity. They've forsaken the Lord. They haven't lived faithfully before God. Even as they're coming into their worship services and trying to rectify things through sacrifices and burnt offerings, he's saying, I've had enough of all of this stuff that you think is going to change, because you haven't actually changed at your heart level. All this ritual stuff that you think is going to fix this problem isn't, because your hearts aren't right. They're not in a right relationship with God or neighbor. A few verses later, the prophet declares, wash yourselves and make yourselves clean. Remove the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do good. And here we get to some of what the prophet is pointing them towards. Seek justice. Rescue the oppressed. Defend the orphan. Plead for the widow. See, the prophet reminds us of our responsibility to love and care for our neighbors, especially those who are powerless. And Isaiah is saying that our relationship with God can't be separated from our relationship with others in the way that we're treating, particularly the oppressed in our communities. Isaiah, as the prophets do throughout Scripture, speaks to the vertical and horizontal dimensions of our relationship with God. That's what prophets do. They're both vertically oriented in our relationship, but also horizontally oriented with the ways in which we're relating to each other. This vertical relationship is concerned with maintaining constant attentiveness to God, of guarding the covenant relationship God has with His people. The prophet is sensitive to situations where this life-giving relationship is damaged or broken. That vertical dimension of the prophet will cultivate a culture of God-centeredness through worship. The prophet will also highlight the need for listening prayer and responsive obedience to God. The prophet will invite us to listen attentively to what God may be saying through Scripture or in other areas of our lives. He or she helps us keep on task to know the heart of God and grow deeper in that relationship. See, this means that part of a prophet's job is not only maybe to predict and declare that things may be doom and gloomy, but also to remind us of the ever-abiding love that God has for us, of God's faithfulness in the middle of this mess. So that vertical dimension of a prophet reminds us to keep that right relationship with God, but then there's also that horizontal dimension. And sometimes it's the horizontal dimension that the prophets really hammer home throughout Scripture. It's the way we're treating each other, that's where our heart is coming out. It's in the way that we're treating each other. That the horizontal, whenever the prophet speaks to this, strives to keep us in a right relationship with others. The relationship with others comes from our obligation to be faithful to love of neighbor. A covenant-keeping relationship with God requires that we be holy and just and righteous. And as such, the prophet is the voice for justice. They speak for the voiceless and the poor and the marginalized, the downtrodden, those who have no base of power from which to seek justice. The prophet reminds us of Jesus' call to care for the least of these. Whenever we look at Scripture, we again find Jesus as the ultimate archetype of who a prophet is. All of these gifts, as we go through them, we'll find that Jesus fully lived out these gifts and then gifted them to the church to be His hands and feet on the earth. Jesus was the prophet who called us to repent, who called the worst of sinners and those who considered themselves to be righteous to repentance. And those graced with the prophetic calling will do all they can to listen to God, to see what God feels, to feel something of what God feels, and speak and act on God's behalf and call people to faithfulness and obedience. So I like to think of prophets as agitators for change, those people who see the world and see that something's not right with it, and they're willing to speak up and say something about it. Maybe you have people in your life, or you know people like that in the church or in our communities, that they call the community to repentance when we've gotten off track. They'll ask those really pointed questions that highlight God's calling, that highlight the gap between our obedience to His will and our responsibility accordingly. Friends, we need prophets, don't we? We need them in our communities. But I was reminded as I studied what a prophet was, that a prophet doesn't always mean what we think it means. It doesn't always look like what we read in Isaiah of someone penning these really harsh words and speaking this doom and destruction. Sometimes a prophet is one who creates worlds that words don't always speak to. A prophet may use art or music or poetry or other creative expressions to speak to the truth of God's faithfulness and love. A prophet is sometimes the creative type who thinks outside the box and pushes us beyond our normal ways of thinking to imagine God's greater calling in our lives. A prophet may show him or herself by leading worship and beckoning us into a deeper expression of God's love through worship. A prophet may create a work of art that expresses God's love for humanity alongside the brokenness of our world in a way that speaks to our hearts and causes us to change. A prophet may pen words that cut to our heart while reminding us of God's great love. It doesn't always look like John the Baptist out in the wilderness eating honey and locusts. Sometimes it means being the artist who's pushing the edges of the way we think. And sometimes the church gets this prophetic role really pretty well. But more often than not, the church falls into a little bit of a trap whenever we try to be prophetic. And that is, we end up sounding like we're yelling at the people outside of our community instead of focusing on the people within our community. Because whenever I read of prophets throughout Scripture, prophets are almost always brought up within a community. So it's within the Israelite community that a prophet is raised up, and then that prophet speaks to that Israelite community. In fact, I think the only one I could think of is Jonah, who is sent off to speak to a foreign community. So frequently, we want to tell those outside of our community the ways that they're sinners and they have the problems, instead of speaking to the unfaithfulness within our own community. See, God didn't raise up Egyptians and send them to be prophets to Israel. God raised up Israelites to be prophets to Israel. This is also why the self-proclaimed prophet must always be tested. There are plenty of people in our world who want to tell others that they're wrong, who want to claim they have a special message from God. But a megaphone or a large following on the internet doesn't a prophet make. Jesus warned us about false prophets and to test every prophet's message. The message is tested first and foremost by Scripture. And in our Wesleyan tradition, we also test it against tradition and reason and experience as well. Friends, we need prophets in our communities. We need those who call us back into relationship with God and others. We need those who can be prophetic. But also, as a prophet, those who can be kind and always focused on the truth. A good prophet within in a community is always one who can live by, is it kind, is it truthful, is it necessary, before speaking it. Chances are you've had a prophet speak to you in your life without knowing it. When someone has reminded you of God's love for you, whenever you couldn't feel it. When someone has called on you to be your best self. When someone has encouraged you to serve the poor or to think about issues of justice. When words have stung a little because you know that they're true, that might have been a prophet speaking to you, even if it's not obvious. And y'all, I think one of the greatest barriers to the church living out our call in the world is frequently the church herself. We can be our own worst enemy, can't we? This is why we need the church to function in her prophetic role. We need our call to repentance when we have not been faithful in our love of God and our love of neighbor. We need prophets to point us in the right direction when we've lost our way. We need the prophet's message of hope and encouragement when we have been faithful. And we need it because we need reminded of the heart of God. We need to be reminded of what breaks God's heart and be willing to do something about it. We need prophets who are willing to peel back the layers and reveal the truth about the world and ourselves. And friends, if that is God's gift stirring in your heart, we need you. We need you to be willing to lead. We need you to be willing to raise up others in leadership. So friends, in a few moments, Lee's going to come forward in a time of prayer. And I just invite you, in this time of prayer, to spend a moment in reflection of these gifts, of the gift of apostle, yes, and the gift of prophet. How might God be using you? How might God be raising you up and gifting you in this way that you could lead within this community and beyond to build up the body of Christ so that we can best live out our calling in the world? Friends, may we be willing to listen and respond to prophets in our midst and when God may call us to be the prophet. Thanks be to God who gives us all good gifts. Amen and amen.
Thank you for listening. If you would like to stay connected to Middletown UMC in other ways, you can visit our website, our Facebook page, or download our church app. If you would like to show support to the church and the ministries that help so many, you can use our online giving feature on the website or app. Have a blessed day.